But let's get right into this podcast. All right, y'all. This is me. I'm back. And I know the last time that I posted a podcast, it was about reflecting in the beginning. This is going to be more so about the journey. A journey is not something that's going to start and then it's going to end. I truly believe that we're always on some type of journey. And within that journey, you have pathways. And you have different paths, or if you want to call it pathways, whatever you want to call it, you take. You may call it road, whatever. But you have different routes, roads, paths, things that you go on. Sometimes you go down this path that's like, what the hell? Why did I make that decision? Why did I go that way? And then you're like, well, let me go ahead and make another turn and go down this path. And then that path is better for you. And it opens up many different doors. And it opens you up to many different experiences and lessons and different things like that. And I think we have to be very receptive to those changes in our life, because those changes teach us a lot about ourselves and a lot about others and a lot about what we stand for as people. And in that way, we're able to grow and become better. And when you're able to grow and you're able to become better, you're able to love yourself. And when you're able to love yourself in a way that's just like, wow, he or she or they or us, whatever you want to categorize it as, when that's able to happen, it's like, wow, like that's happening. They can, if they have so much love like for themselves, like, you know, you're gonna be radiating like just energy and love all off of you, and everybody is gonna be like, wow, like they are so passionate about everything that they do. And it's because you feel confident enough in yourself to project yourself that way. And that's not to say that you may have some times where you go down the wrong path and you get a little wary and things happen. Like, that happens. But I think it's about being able to be like, you know what? Life happens. Things happen. But how am I going to come back from this? How am I going to bounce back and be better? And ultimately, I think that's a great thing to be able to do, because when you do that, you're able to just do so much for yourself, you know? You're able to make so many different decisions and change your life in a way that you never thought you could. And I personally can attest to that. Like, I think I've been through a lot, and I'm only 21, and I've been through so many things in my life, and I'm sure many of us have been. And that's kind of just the culture that our life is. It's like, being a young adult, especially of a minority descent, life is not easy, you know? It's so many things are happening, so many moving pieces, so many responsibilities that you would think, oh, you know, they shouldn't have this responsibility as a child. They shouldn't have this responsibility right now. You would think that, but no, like, we have so many responsibilities being a minority. And, you know, and not even just being a minority, like, being a minority adds on several responsibilities, but just having unfortunate circumstances in your life can add on so many different responsibilities to you. So it's just learning how to really navigate that. And I think part of that for me is being religious and believing in God and staying rooted in my faith. And, you know, so rooted in my faith is something that I cannot stress enough. Like, staying rooted in your faith is very essential, especially to get you through a lot of the tough times. One of the scriptures that I love is Romans 12:12. And I'm not going to tell y'all what that is, because I want y'all to look it up for yourself so you can really like read that and resonate with it. But that scripture definitely has got me through a lot of things, and something I've been relying on for a while now. And it's, you will not understand the work that God can do in your life until you really sit down and have a conversation with Him yourself and really get to know Him for yourself. Because I don't think I really started being like, you know what, it wasn't for God, who knows where I'd be. Until I really had my moment. Like, I really had my moment where I was down, like so down, I did not think I was gonna make it back up. So it's like having that realization, that moment has really taught me a lot. But I know that my journey doesn't end there, and it's not about to end where it is right now. There's still a lot for me to learn and a lot for me to go through and different things like that. And I don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. I don't know what's gonna happen the next day, but I think a big part of understanding what a journey is being able to be like, you know what, it's a journey and it's gonna keep changing. But with that, y'all, I want you to stay positive. I'm gonna leave you with a little bit of wisdom. Really just stay positive. Don't think like, okay, I didn't get X, Y, and Z done, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Think about each little completion of a task or each little step forward as progress. Don't ever deny yourself that satisfaction of being like, you know what, I did this, that's progress. You know what, I did that, that's progress. Don't deny yourself that. Always give yourself a pat on the back, congratulate yourself when you just make it through a day, because some people don't make it to the end of a day. Some people don't make it 2 hours within a day. So be thankful that you made it through the end of the day. Pat yourself on the back for that, because life is hard. It ain't easy. And to be able to continue every day, to get up every morning, to go on and do whatever you got to do, that's a blessing in itself, and that's progress. So just really be proud of yourself. Never doubt yourself. And continue striving for what you got to do, because ultimately down the line, if you did stray away from the path that you were on, you're going to find yourself back at some point, and you're going to do whatever God put you on this earth to do. So don't lose sight. Don't lose hope. Remain faithful. Remain prayerful. And if religion isn't your thing and that may not be for you, it's okay. You can still have hope. You can still have that. You can still have a way to find motivation. Maybe motivation is through listening to motivational speakers, or maybe motivation is through reading poetry, or X, Y, and Z things. There is different ways for people to find that motivation, but whatever you do, you find that motivation and you remain steadfast in that. And I really believe that religion is a very big part of my success and progress. And I only hope that everyone could get in touch with God the way I've gotten in touch with God. Because I think once you have that moment, it's just like you feel like you can do anything through Jesus Christ. So with that, just appreciate your journey, because ultimately you're going to end up where you need to be. And I truly believe that. So that's the Real Talk with Ive, y'all. And I'll see y'all later. Thanks for listening.